talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one-way.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Dierks Bentley, Somewhere on a Beach. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Played that Somewhere on a Beach song because that's where you might want to be, maybe down in the Caribbean, a Caribbean beach. With this cold weather that we have, and as maybe a little getaway from all the family family time that you spent a couple of days ago with Thanksgiving. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happens every January. It's coming up January 30th through February 1st. And we've only got about 3 or 4 booths left. So it's definitely going to be a sold-out show, which is fantastic. I've got some special announcements coming up in just a couple of minutes, giving you that annoying tease that you experience sometimes when you're watching TV or what have you. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. And that's our first interview, and that's part of the big announcement that we have. Also, we'll be talking with Adrian Kane with the Charleston Home Builders Association. Also, Zach Riggs with Hot Springs Pools and Spas, and they are a brand new pool company in town, and they have their grand opening next Wednesday that we'll be hearing about. And then also Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. But we hope everybody did have a good Thanksgiving a couple of days ago, and you're getting ready for the big statewide rivalry game with University of South Carolina versus Clemson University. They'll be playing at home at Williams-Brice Stadium coming up in just a couple of hours at 12 noon. And we've got some Clemson fans and Carolina fans here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And myself and one of the others will be at the game, and we'll be pulling for Carolina, and Ashley, our show producer, will be pulling for Clemson. Have a great weekend, everybody. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson, a dear, dear friend of mine and Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a man I call my brother, with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I am doing very well, Brother Tim. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
You bet. We are very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, and that's happening on Friday, January 30th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is also taking place January 30th through February 1st at Patriots Point. And this is our first visit to Mount Pleasant with the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we thought it would be a great idea because there's so many beautiful custom homes being constructed east of the Cooper. And for some of the newbies to the Charleston area, East Cooper entails Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, and Isle of Palms. And when I was a newbie back in 1990, I remember asking Linda Page, a former mayor of Mount Pleasant. She had an amazing retail store, sold antiques and so forth, called Page's Thieves Market, right on the way, Ben Sawyer Boulevard, on the way out to Sullivan's Island. I asked Linda, what is East Cooper? You say East Cooper. What does that mean? And she educated me, the Yankee, that it meant everything east of the Cooper River. And so just to let people know, make them aware of what East Cooper means. And so the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, that's taking place on Friday, January 30th from 11 a.m. into 5 p.m. And tickets are available right now on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We have pre-sale tickets for $50 each, and you will be able to tour about seven custom-built homes. And speaking of custom-built homes, Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, your company works a lot with custom builders, and we're so thankful that you decided to become the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. Tell our listeners how Carolina Machine Finishing services custom builders and your products that end up being installed in custom homes east of the Cooper and all over the Charleston area.
Yes, well, I'm happy to do that, Tim. We're proud to serve that East Cooper market, although we obviously serve the entire state of South Carolina, but the East Cooper market is a high-end, custom home market. Obviously, you mentioned Mount Pleasant, Old Village, and surrounding areas, Isle of Palms, Sullivan's Island, Daniel Island also falls in that category. Mm-hmm. And we've been privileged to, I think, our very first custom home project went to the Isle of Palms. Some 26 plus years ago, and it is a very unique high quality custom home market there, and our product dovetails nicely into those custom home builders who are providing quality products for quality minded people, is what we've always said. It's where people are looking for a product, for their exterior package on their home, their exterior siding, their trim, decking, porch railing, where they're wanting to reduce maintenance. We give them an opportunity to be able, for the builder to be able to provide that end user, that client, with a product that lasts longer. Most of our products, even on a wood product, will last four times longer than it would if it wasn't pre-coated. But the same applies to interior trim products. So it's been a great working relationship, working with and getting to know so many high-end quality custom builders servicing both the East Cooper market and, West Ashley, Kiowa, Seabrook, all those parts as well. That's where you'll find all of our product utilized.
Well, tell our listeners the process of how you do lengthen the life cycle of the siding that is installed on a house and all of the exterior trim, for example.
Certainly, and it's not a mystical, magical process. It's just what architects specified for years, Tim. It was architects would specify for builders, custom builders, to back prime every piece of product that was going to go up on the exterior of a home. Didn't matter if it was siding, exterior trim, fascia, soffit, porch railing, balustrade, porch flooring. To when you encapsulate it, seal it on all six sides, top, bottom, edges, and the ends, you prevent, and that's done prior to it even arriving to the job site, you prevent UV degradation. Ultraviolet light never hits bare wood or bare cementitious material, and it prevents moisture infiltration. So the water can't get inside the board, which is what causes wood rot and failure. So by us simply encapsulating it, as architects would always specify, back priming, we do that by running it through a machine in North Charleston. It's just a linear machine, runs just like a molder does for milling a piece of wood into a piece of crown molding or whatever. Ours just happens to coat it. So it flood applies coating to all six sides. So that board is fully encapsulated, fully wrapped. Wood products are wrapped in an oil-based primer that's done in an environmentally, ecologically, economically conscious environment where we retain our waste stream. So we are environmentally friendly. But using a solvent-based product, we can seal that board, preventing that moisture infiltration, preventing ultraviolet light forever hitting it, thereby lengthening the board by more than four times in its useful life.
Nice. So let's use a piece of siding, for example. Everybody can visualize what a piece of siding looks like. And in the olden days, the architect would say, put a coat of paint on the back of the siding before you install it. And it sounds like they didn't even worry about trying to get the butt ends of the of a piece of siding coated with primer or paint. And things have evolved to the point where now Carolina Machine Finishing can, instead of just back priming that piece of siding, you folks coat, flood apply oil-based paint to that piece of siding so that it coats all six sides, top, bottom, the sides, the front, the bottom, and then the butt ends of that piece of siding. And that prevents any moisture infiltration. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Tim. And visually, if anybody's ever been to a Krispy Kreme donut and watched the donut go through that wonderfully amazing coating process where they pour that sugary coating all over that donut, we do the same thing. Doesn't taste as good, but it looks good. So we're applying a primer, a solvent-based primer, to all six sides. We've got a waterfall that hits the backside. We coat the sides, the edges, everything in one pass, so we can do it in a fraction of the time when the architects would specify back priming. Painters had to set up sawhorses on a job site, take every piece of board, coat the backside, move it off somewhere on the job site so it could dry before they could then install it, and then paint the face and edges, hopefully. But our machine does it all in one pass. So a 16-foot piece of material is coated in just a few seconds. So we can paint an entire siding package, 3,500 square foot home. We can paint the trim, our primer, seal, encapsulate the siding, the trim, everything in less than an hour. So it's a fast process and just a better process. We are also coating it in a horizontal plane, so we're not worried about gravity pulling, getting too much on there and having sag if you're trying to, painters trying to do that in the field. So we're doing the horizontal plane, so gravity works to our favor. So we can put four times more paint on two times more surface area for a fraction of the cost. So it's a better process and it costs less money.
And when we built our house 16 years ago or so, we took it a step further. We work with Carolina Machine Finishing. So Carolina Machine Finishing primed all of the siding, all six sides of that siding. But then Carolina Machine Finishing also added the first coat of paint. It was called deerskin, the paint color from Sherwin-Williams. And so Carolina Machine Finishing not only primed the material, but then also added the first coat, and that all of that material was delivered to the job site, so that the paint contractor at the house only had to caulk and put one coat of paint, one top coat of paint on that siding. And just think about how much less you're going to have to pay a paint contractor for not having to put two coats of paint on that siding, only have to do one coat plus the caulking. That saved a lot of money, right, Rick?
That's exactly right, Tim. And a lot of times, just because for economic reasons, if a painter is going to put two coats on and it's a house that has raw material go up, builder just bought the material from a local lumber yard, put it on the house without running it through our process, hires a painter to put two coats on. You know, the question is, does the painter really go around the house two times, or while he's set up on that one side, does he just a little bit over apply a single coat? So it's really a coat and a half or a coat and a quarter, only applied to the face. Our process, as you did in your home, you applied that primer and then a first finish coat, so technically the board's finished in the palette, but of course it has to make that trip from the palette to the chop saw table, handled and installed, so it's going to get some nicking and dinging and dirty, but then you put that final coat on there. It just makes a superior process, doesn't cost any more money, it actually potentially saves money, and you get a product that just lasts for years. We go through neighborhoods now, like you say, your home 16 years. It's a joy for me to go through neighborhoods and see where our product's been used extensively, the Ion, IOP, Sullivan's Island, and the homes still look great, a decade later, mm-hmm. Instead of going through, the production home neighborhoods where it's a very thin coat of paint and ultraviolet light just causes it to look fatigued prematurely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we're proud to be able sponsoring this tour of homes for custom end work, because our product does work perfectly in the industry, but it's usually the custom builders who are quality minded, looking to provide their homeowners the absolute best product on the market. And we've been proud to service those folks for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's a word, I guess two words that builders hate to hear, and that is callback. That's what is a callback, and how many callbacks has Carolina Machine Finishing experienced over the years?
That's a great question, Tim. First time I think I've been asked that by anybody. A callback is when something fails prematurely, and it obviously can happen with an appliance. It can happen with a light switch, a plumbing fixture, a piece of wood cupping, warping, those type things. Problematic issues that occur after a new home's built that warrants the homeowner to call the builder with a reason to come back. So they're calling him to come back and service some component, and builders do not want to do that because there's, that's just time and money. So when they can provide a superior product up front, they reduce those callbacks, which is what a custom home owner wants. They don't want callbacks. They don't want the builder coming back. So our product does just that. Interestingly enough, Tim, I didn't look at the numbers today, but I mean, well over 10,000 jobs in the field. Mm. We coated enough material to go from Charleston, South Carolina to Los Angeles, California, back across the nation on that round trip. We enough to do that seven times.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of material that we've coated. And in all those years, we probably have had less than a half a dozen callbacks. And our callbacks usually are not because of coding failure, but because we may have possibly put the wrong color on a time or two. But so it's, we do not have callbacks with problems. Okay, we made a mistake. Yes, unfortunately, we have made a few mistakes. So somebody wanted their porch ceiling blue and they got a green. Well, that, you know, that was our fault, but that's happened less than a half a dozen times. So six or less times in 26 years, I think it's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me a story about maybe it was a house in Ion that the builder asked you to show up to, and took off a piece of the siding that was showing some premature, the paint was failing or something, and it turned out that the paint contractor had cut the siding and not coated the butt ends or something.
That's exactly right. So that would be, you know, we did get a call on that, but it wasn't our issue. We got a call that some of the ends of some wood siding, and you're correct, it was in the Ion, was peeling. The paint was peeling all the way to the bare board. Of course, said, well, where's it happening? So what's happening within a foot of the end of a number of pieces of wood, and the pieces of wood were kind of beside a garage door. So it's that little short run, probably a 2-foot piece of board between a garage door jamb and the corner of a board, a corner of the house. So, and you could see about 6 inches or so on either side, the board was peeling. It was cracking. The wood was checking, which means it's splitting at the wood grain. Of course, I knew what it was before we got there. I got there and builder said, you know, they had sealed every end of, after the installer cut the wood, that the installer had sealed every end to prevent moisture infiltration on that end grain. They said, so we need you to redo all this material. I was like, we'll be happy to redo it if it's our fault, but let's just pull two pieces off and see if it's truly sealed on the end. And of course, we popped two pieces off. The carpenter had cut the board into a 2-foot section, left, sometimes it was just both ends were left raw, or one end was left raw, just depending on where they took it out of a piece of wood. And those were the one that was the board that was peeling. Those were the boards that were peeling. And unfortunately, it fell to the installer, not to Carolina Machine Finishing. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that, you know, a few times over the years where people just fail to seal the end cut of that piece of material before it goes on the house. And just for all those custom builders, installers that are listening, that's critical, because it's that piece of wood will continue to absorb moisture through that end grain, you know, for the length of the life of that piece of material there. Just like a Fraser fir Christmas tree, that bucket of water at Christmas time coming up, that tree absorbs all that moisture out of that bucket trying to rehydrate itself. And even though that piece of material has been milled into a piece of siding or a piece of trim, it still has that same hygroscopic nature where it wants to draw moisture into itself. And it does that most through that edge grain, which is the way a tree hydrates itself in nature. So it's critically important for those end grains to be sealed.
Very good. Well, architects, this is very important for our listeners. Architects specify, and in the building industry, that's just a fancy word for it. It is a specific order to the builder to have their material at least pre-primed, and I'm sure in many cases pre-prime plus. And what's your name for that when it's pre-primed and one coat?
Yeah, if we kind of, you know, prime plus a first finish coat.
Okay, prime plus one,
or prime plus one.
Gotcha. Architects order, they tell the builders it has to be this way because they want to, they're representing the homeowner, and they don't want the homeowner to, they want as the homeowner wants as maintenance free a house as they can get. And so this is one of the ways to accomplish that is to, they architects How many architects has Carolina Machine Finishing worked with over the years that specs Carolina Machine Finishing?
Again, a great question, Tim. I can't even tell you how many architects. Just a list of names were rolling through my mind, and if I started calling off
dozens
names,
and dozens,
I would certainly forget some very important architects. But on both West Ashley and the East Cooper side, it's common, and you'll see it in the specification where it must be Carolina Machine finished, not just encapsulated, but they specify our process because our 26-year track record, many of them have toured our plant. We've done lunch and learn sessions for these architects. They know our process. They know the consistency of the product that we've produced for 26 years. So they don't want it just coated. They don't want it just pre-coated or just encapsulated. They want it Carolina Machine finished.
Mm-hmm. And the custom builders themselves will educate the homeowners and say, listen, if the architect didn't spec it, we want you to have this because as soon as they explain it to the homeowner is like, of course, yeah, do it. It's going to save money and I'll have a longer life of those materials too.
Absolutely, and that's the builders that are featured in your tour of homes, they use our process. So it's been an exciting opportunity to watch that market grow. It has grown to such a point now that even if you pull into any of the local lumber yards, you'll see our primed product sitting on the shelves, ready to go. For the builders to fill in an order, whether it's just in a primer color at that point in time, but we can put that first finish coat on into the color choice of that end user. But every lumberyard stocks our product now. So because builders didn't want to, when they needed one or two more boards, they didn't want to wait a few days to get that. They needed to send their carpenter to the yard and pick up two more pieces of exterior crown, interior crown molding, whatever. So it's now a stock item. And it's pretty much just a mandatory thing to do in Charleston is to have your product Carolina Machine finished.
And we've been talking all about exterior siding and exterior trim products and so forth. But when we built our house 16 years ago, Carolina Machine Finishing also pre-primed and put a gloss finish coat on the beadboard that we have inside the house in the ceiling and all of the interior trim and so forth. So Carolina Machine Finishing can help homeowners not just with exterior coating exterior products, but also coating some of the interior trim as well. So keep that in mind. And once again, thank you so much to Carolina Machine Finishing for becoming the presenting sponsor of the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. It's happening Friday, January 30th. We have a limited number of tickets because we're very careful. We don't want to overwhelm any of the neighborhoods where these private homes are located that are on the tour. So just for some context, we organized, Charleston Home and Design Magazine organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour for about 7 years, right up until COVID. So we have lots of experience organizing home tours, and they always sell out. So this would be a great Christmas gift for anyone that's hard to buy for. Get a pair of tickets to the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th from 11 until 5 p.m. You can visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com to get those tickets. And Rick, how can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
They can call us at our office, Tim. Tom or I would love to take their call, 843-760-0029, or they can find us on the web at CMF, stands for Carolina Machine Finishing, cmfprefinish.com.
And you can always find Carolina Machine Finishing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, and we're very proud to have Carolina Machine Finishing as the presenting sponsor of the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, along with Charleston Home and Design CEO Courtney Kutzman. And we are at the Charleston Home Builders Association headquarters here with Director Adrian Kane and also Quentin Bush. How are you folks doing?
Great. Thanks for being here.
Doing well.
Good, good. We have got two big announcements, two special announcements today. The first off is, and we've been talking about this on the radio show, the 21st annual Charleston Home and Design Show is heading east of the Cooper to Patriots Point, Mount Pleasant, for our January 30th through February 1st, 2026 home show. The Charleston Home and Design Show has taken place over the years at different locations around Charleston. We were at the Old Gilliard and the New Gilliard downtown. When the Old Gilliard closed for renovations, we moved the Charleston Home and Design Show over to the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, which is now home to the Charleston Wine and Food Festival over there at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And also, the Charleston Home and Design Show has taken place in North Charleston, and so we're heading to east of the Cooper for the 2026 Charleston Home and Design Show in Mount Pleasant. And the second announcement, when we decided to bring the Charleston Home and Design Show east of the Cooper, we also decided to do a home tour as part of the home show. And who better to partner with a home tour than the Charleston Home Builders Association? And as I mentioned before, joining us are Adrian Kane and Quentin Bush with the Charleston HBA. Adrian, tell our listeners what is the HBA and what does the Charleston HBA do?
Yeah, thank you, Tim. The HBA is an organization that represents the best of the industry of home building across the Tri-County region. We represent builders and those that help bring homes, the American dream of homeownership, to bear for residents across our region. We represent high-end custom builders that build the dream home, and we also represent those that bring workforce housing to market that is critical to a thriving and successful region.
Very good, very good. Well, the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour is taking place as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour will happen on Friday, January 30th from 11 until 5 p.m., and tickets are available. Visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. They are limited. We organized the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour for 7 years, and we always had limited tickets because we didn't want to overwhelm the neighborhoods where these houses were on the tour. And that's the same. That's our same approach with the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour. So if you're interested in stepping inside some of these private residences that you never get a chance to go inside unless it was an event like this, the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, now's your chance. These tickets will make a great Christmas gift. They are limited. We will be selling out, I'm sure. And Adrian, what are your thoughts on the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour and partnering with Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
I mean, we're thrilled to partner with the magazine and the team there. I think that those that participate in the tour are going to see some of the highest craftsmanship available. We have, and I'm not shy to say, we have world-renowned craftsmen that build our homes in this region. And this is a unique opportunity to see behind the scenes in the finished product of those homes, both for ideas that you may want to bring to your own home or your own dream as you bring your home to reality. But you're going to have an opportunity to see these homes and what went into them in their final product.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. These custom homes are
are very unique. They're very beautiful. And all of the custom builders will be on hand to answer questions and to talk to you. A lot of people who buy tickets for a home tour are planning a project in the future, whether it's a big remodel or new construction. They're looking for ideas and inspiration, and they will certainly get it at the East Cooper Luxury Home Tour happening Friday, January 30th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening at Patriots Point Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 30th through February 1st. And Courtney, our CEO with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, anything you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you, Tim. I got the opportunity to take a look at some of the homes this morning, and we are so excited to share with everyone the gorgeous craftsmanship and the style of home that we're bringing to not only the tour, but in the magazine as well. So I think that it's going to be a great day, and we're excited to meet you all and enjoy the tour.
Very good. Anything else that you'd like to add, Adrian or Quentin?
No, other than this is a unique opportunity to see those homes, to meet those builders. And as Tim said, if you've got a project you're thinking about and you're looking for that inspiration, this is the place to do and see that.
Absolutely. Get some great ideas, get some great inspiration. Visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. For tickets, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And the first ever East Cooper Luxury Home Tour, it's being presented by the Charleston Home Builders Association, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and also Carolina Machine Finishing. So special thanks to Carolina Machine Finishing as well. Thank you, folks.
And now we're talking with Zach Riggs with Hot Springs Pools and Spas. How are you doing, Zach?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Zach, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Hot Springs Pools and Spas.
Yeah, we are a 36-year-old company. My dad and uncle started us back in 1989, started selling hot tubs and up in Greenville, the upstate of South Carolina, and we have four locations now. We do everything pool construction, residential, vinyl, fiberglass, and gunite, and then commercial. We do, you know, water parks, rooftops, multifamily apartments, everything. And then we have an e-commerce website as well, poolgoods.com. So a little bit of everything in the pool industry.
Gotcha. So gunite pools are what you traditionally see as an in-ground concrete pool.
Yes, yes, sir.
What other materials does Hot Springs Pools and Spas provide?
Yeah, so we'll do a traditional vinyl pool, which is there's a liner that goes in that holds the water. We do a galvanized steel or a polymer construction on that. And then we do fiberglass. So, you know, kind of fiberglass shells. It's quicker construction, but you just kind of pop them in and fill them with water. So a lot of people like the quick and cleanliness of that. So we do everything but above ground.
Gotcha. So Hot Springs Pools and Spas, it's a family business. Your family has been involved from the start. What has it been like growing a second generation company in the pool industry?
Yeah, I would be, you know, I'm honored to be a part of a family business. I would be lying if I said it was always cherries and roses. We you know, luckily we're all kind of yin and yang. I have a twin brother that's in it, and you know, an aunt that does the payables and receivables. One of my cousins kind of runs a showroom and does a lot of marketing for us. So, and my dad is still in the business every day. It's been fun to kind of watch us all grow up. I remember being a kid coming in on a weekend to test water with my dad, or, you know, run the cash register back when everything was just kind of push button and manual. So it's been kind of fun to see the new phases of everything that's happened in the business, and then kind of grow with the ebbs and flows of, you know, with COVID and everything like that. So it's just been a big blessing for our family to be a part of it. And then we all have kids now, so kind of looking forward to a third generation at some point. So
yeah. What led Hot Springs Pools and Spas to open up a location in Charleston? And you have Hot Springs Pools and Spas has a brand new showroom that just opened on Rivers Avenue, right?
Yeah, 5660 Rivers Avenue, kind of right on the corner of Rivers and Remount. We like to do everything we do complete, so kind of a complete line card, as we call it. We're all kind of former football players, and my cousin played lacrosse in college, so we like to kind of be competitive and kind of guns ablaze in any market that we're in. So we've always done commercial pools in Charleston area. So, you know, all up and down the coast, Myrtle Beach is big. Any of that, you know, Mount Pleasant, Aubundale, all that. So it's been one of those things we've always wanted to do. We have three other locations, two in North Carolina and then one in Greenville. And then Charleston was kind of our next big step to kind of complete that line card of retail, residential construction, you know, hot tub sales, service, everything like that. And we're down there a lot. We've always kind of vacationed there. My brother went to the Citadel. I have a father-in-law and a brother-in-law that went to the Citadel. So we're down there a lot, and it just kind of made sense for all of our families to make that the next jump down the coast, basically.
Yeah. So hot springs, pools, and spas. The family-owned business has roots here in the Charleston area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, what types of projects does Hot Springs Pools and Spas specialize in?
So really anything, you know, pool construction. So we are an unlimited general contractor. We have, you know, drafting and design guys in-house. We have, you know, we can get architectural stamp drawings, even if it's just pools we're not even building. That's something we've kind of always done and partnered with. But we kind of specialize in anything, you know, water. I mean, whether it's a big, you know, we're doing Point Hope down there right now. We have like five going on right off Clements Ferry now commercially. So really anything, you know, that amenity centers, hotels, apartments, and then residentially, I mean, we've done, you know, $500,000, $1 million, you know, residential pools as well in backyards with, you know, negative edges and pumps and things like that. So we'll make it as simple and easy as a simple vinyl pool or rectangle with plastic steps, or as custom as you want it with fire bowls and TVs and, you know, anything coming out of the beam. It's just kind of what the customer, you know, or general contractor wants. We don't like to pigeonhole ourselves if we can help it.
Do homeowners with your name Hot Springs Pools and Spas, do homeowners usually, a spa is integrated into the swimming pool itself, but does anybody ever just want a spa installed?
Yeah absolutely, and that's kind of why we have the retail store down there in Rivers Avenue now. Is we have the standalone spas. We kind of, they're treated as an appliance. They're, you know, plug and play, as you say. Some of them are obviously 220, so they have to be wired in, but they're great. You know, Watkins Wellness, that's how we got in the business. They're, you know, owned by Masco Corporation, the biggest hot tub manufacturer in the world. I think like 62 countries now. So that's how we got in the spa business and pool business, was selling those spas. My grandfather had arthritis had diabetes real bad. It really helped with his blood flow. And we started selling those spas and then kind of moved everything to everything we do. But yeah, a lot of people just like the quick, easy cleanliness of delivering it. It's full that day. It stays heated. You know, they're very efficient, you know, very well insulated. And, you know, the maintenance on them is really slim to nothing, because it's 300 to 500 gallons, you know, nothing crazy. So that's, you know, especially a lot of these tighter yards, everything seems to be getting tighter. It's hard to justify putting a pool in with all the cost, extra, you know, dirt haul and things like that. So it's been great with a lot of these smaller yards to be able to come in, pop a hot tub in. We can bring them in with 3 foot of clearance, if that makes sense. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
And it's it can get a little pricey trying to keep a 10,000 gallon swimming pool heated.
Absolutely, yeah,
so
absolutely.
Having that hot tub right there
that
gives you that opportunity to still get wet and not have to pay as much.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And just the ease of use. You put a cover on it, you get out, and the next time you need it, it's already hot. It's not
exactly
like a traditional gunite spa where you have to heat it up for 45 minutes to an hour. So
yeah
absolutely.
Well, tell our listeners about the grand opening at the new Hot Springs Pools and Spas showroom on Rivers Avenue.
Yeah, so we are doing our grand opening this Wednesday, December 3rd. I think it starts right around 11 o'clock. My whole family's coming down. We'll have a lot of vendors and manufacturers there to kind of welcome the community. I mean, we've always been there kind of commercially, but be able to put a name and a face with all of us there. We're not just some, you know, big private equity company coming in and putting another stamp on a location. So we'd love to meet everybody. It's personal to us. We have a couple kind of silent auction things, raffles. We're giving away a cold plunge. We also have a BeatBot cleaner we're kind of giving away as well. So it's, you know, great value. We're actually, you know, doing something to get you to come out and look, and rather than just hear us on the radio. So
Do you ever have customers that actually test out the spas and the cold plunges on display?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We have five models down on Rivers Avenue that have water in them. They're heated. So if you know, absolutely, we encourage anybody to get the full effect, to come and feel the actual therapy of it, and rather than just look at, you know, a box of acrylic. We that's the point of a hot tub, the actual experience, the wellness aspect of it, you know, your blood flow, your muscle therapy, the rotational massage. So absolutely, anybody's welcome to come in and test them out. That's great, honestly.
They might not ever leave hot springs, pools, and spas.
Oh, I know. We have people that want to come in after hours. We'll just, you know, sit somebody in the back office to make sure they lock up and they're done. But yeah, absolutely, that happens a lot.
Yeah,
want to bring their friends and family and everything.
Well, it's a good idea, obviously, doing your due diligence to test out the product before you buy it. It's always, you know, it's kind of like when you at plumbing fixture showrooms. It's a little, you feel a little silly, but customers will get inside a freestanding tub, or they'll sit down on the toilet just to test the height and make sure it's comfortable and so forth. So,
absolutely,
same concept there. That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about hot springs, pools, and spas?
Yeah, so we have a kind of general manager down here that lives on Johns Island, Tyler Potipan. So you can always call our office, 843-203-5370, or, you know, email Tyler directly, tpotipan@hspools.com. That's tpotipan@hspools.com. We also have a website, hotspringspools.com. We have, you know, tons of pictures and a lot of what we do and what we service. And then even if you're just needing pool chemicals, we have poolgoods.com. We can ship parts and anything all over the country. So it's we kind of like the fact that we can do a little bit of everything and assist our customers wherever they may move or go to or vacation. So that's, you know, that's what we like to do.
And I was admiring one of the hot springs, pools, and spas projects that will be featured in the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. One of our features for the winter issue is swimming pools, and that's a very interesting project. It had had a lap lane built in, just a beautiful, beautiful project. So readers can check out Hot Springs Pools and Spas in the upcoming issue. It won't come out until January, but you can check them out there. And you can also see Hot Springs Pools and Spas at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 30th through February 1st at Patriots right. Point in Mount Pleasant. So definitely check out Hot Springs Pools and Spas next week. Is it next Wednesday is your grand opening?
Yes. Next Wednesday. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll check. And what's the tell our listeners the address web and how they can get in touch with Hot Springs Pools and Spas.
Yeah, so it's 5660 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. So it's kind of catty corner with Jones Ford, kind of right off 26 right there. We also are always available online, Hot Springs Pools and Spas, or hotspringspools.com. And, you know, always on our phone as well, 843-203-5370.
And you can always find Hot Springs Pools and Spas within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Zach Riggs with Hot Springs Pools and Spas. Thanks so much, Zach.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Craiger Showrooms. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Ashley, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Craiger Showrooms.
Craiger Showrooms. So we have been in the Charleston area for 23 years now as a plumbing showroom, started out plumbing showroom, and then 3 years ago we added appliances and lighting. So we're full service as far as all those products go. So anything really having to do with water, appliances, outdoor lighting, indoor lighting. We cover all of that.
Gotcha. Okay. And some people may be familiar with the old name, right? Design on Tap.
Correct. We changed. We've always been owned by the Kreger Company, and we have been adding showrooms throughout North Carolina and South Carolina. And so they wanted to consolidate and go with the family name, which is Kreger.
There you go. For folks that have not had a chance to stop by Kreger showrooms, It's an amazing showroom, and I guess I'm kind Thank of a sucker for, I love showrooms. I just
me too.
Kind of geeky like that. But you know, there's some nice showrooms. There's not so nice, and the Kreger showrooms is amazing. Can you,
Thank you.
Take our listeners on kind of a virtual tour as you walk into Kreger showrooms? You folks are located off of Montague Avenue, right? East Montague Avenue.
Yes.
And,
so super easy to get to.
And what will folks experience?
Well, when you first come in, of course, you're going to be greeted at the door. But when you first come in, you're going to go into our lighting area, which is very clean and simple. We have outdoor lighting and sconces, some pendants, a few chandeliers. And those are mixed throughout and then further mixed throughout the showroom. But as you continue on, you come into our plumbing area, which is, of course, the faucets and tubs and vanities. And that's kind of the central part. And then you move back into our appliance area. And that is the back. Well, it used to be the back third, but we're adding another 3,500 square feet. So we're adding another 20 vignettes. And so then as you move through, you'll end up going through the appliance vignettes. And that's kind of, it's kind of more of like it's a cleaner, simpler showroom than a lot of showrooms. Not so overwhelming.
Gotcha. So a homeowner that has a large remodel project going on, or they're building a custom home,
sure.
When they go to Kreger showrooms, they'll be able to pick out their appliances.
Yes.
They'll be able to pick out lighting throughout their home. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All the plumbing fixtures in the kitchen sinks, faucets.
Right.
What else does Kreger showrooms have for the kitchen?
You have instant hots, you have your pot fillers, you have workstation sinks, there's so much out there now. As well as we also do whole house filtration, under counter filtration. So those are used either at point of use at the sink or throughout the whole house. But the beauty of having all those different plumbing, lighting, and appliances is that we can coordinate throughout. So, you know, plumbing can coordinate with lighting, can coordinate with appliances as far as finishes, which makes it nice because we have them all right here to compare.
Right. Right. That's great. And then, of course, they can pick out all their plumbing fixtures for the bathroom as well. So there's...
Oh, yes.
You're going to, when we built our house 16 or 17 years ago, I remember a friend gave me some advice, and he said, listen, you need to, in this process, you need to make a decision and move on. You can't be like out, you know, just visiting all sorts of different showrooms. There just isn't time to do that. And so right. You're going to be able to check off a lot of the off your to-do list that your builder is saying, hey, you need to make a decision on this right away or whatever. You're going to be able to make those a lot of those decisions in one setting, correct?
Correct, yes. And we have experts that handle each area. So you really have someone that's, most of us have 15 years plus experience in our particular areas that we cover. So people with a lot of experience, not that there's anything wrong with one person being able to do all of it, but it's hard to be an expert in all three areas.
Yeah.
So we'd like to focus on having experts in each area to assist you.
That's great. You mentioned vignettes. How many different vignettes does Kreger showrooms have throughout your showroom?
With appliances, I probably have, well, I'm adding like 20.
Wow.
I believe I already said that. And I have another 8. So that'll be about 30 appliance vignettes on the floor.
Dang. And these these are set up so that they look like a real kitchen setting.
Yeah. Normally you'll have at least four pieces of a manufacturer. So you'll usually have a stove or a refrigerator and, oven, hood. And then some are much more than that, like all kinds, steam ovens, you name it, we're going to have it in here. So it's going to be exciting.
Gotcha. So about 30 vignettes just for the appliances and,
correct.
And then you've got more vignettes for the plumbing fixtures and bathroom fixtures and so forth?
Yes. So we have other vignettes for plumbing and bathroom. And we also sort our faucets. Is it by style and not manufacturer? It makes it really simple for when people come in because they're automatically drawn to certain styles. And they can look at all those certain styles in one area versus walking all around the showroom trying to find different manufacturers that have that same, whether it's transitional look, feel to it. So it's a real simple process for us.
Right, right. It makes it easy for a homeowner too, because homeowners are very visual people. I always respect builders and architects and interior designers who can look at a set of plans and they can visualize what everything's going to look like. But
right, a
homeowner has trouble doing that. So, having all these different vignettes at the Krager showrooms, I imagine your customers probably say, this is what I want. I want this entire look right here.
Yes, we do get a lot of that. And we also get this was so much easier than I thought it was going to be.
Because
it can be so overwhelming. There's so many decisions to make when you're remodeling, or especially new construction. There are just so many decisions and it can be overwhelming, but we try to make it as simple as possible. And, budget's a big part of that. We're not going to, if someone comes in and says, I have this budget, we're going to keep trying to steer you towards that budget. And they're going to go, but I really like this faucet. And we're going to say, but that's not in your budget.
Yeah.
So, that's, and granted, tons of people end up going over the budget, but they know they're going over the budget and that's fine. But we try to keep people where they need to be.
Sure. They can make that decision if they want, but you're helping them stick to that budget if that's what they decide.
Right.
Well, that's terrific. Well, for folks that have not visited Krager showrooms, you need to do that. Do you need an appointment or can you just walk in?
You're more than welcome to just walk in and browse. And if we're available, we'll be happy to talk to you. We do prefer appointments so we can schedule time to spend specifically undivided with the client.
All right. Good deal. And tell our listeners the address again for Krager showrooms.
It's 4790 Goer Drive. That's North Charleston. So it's right off of 26. Really convenient, right near 526, right near Tanger, five-minute drive up from Charleston, 10 minutes from West Ashley. So really convenient location.
Very good. And and on the web?
KregerShowrooms.com.
And that's CREGGER.
It is.
KregerShowrooms.com. And you can always find Krager Showrooms within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.